This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, oh, oh, oh. My love is so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know. It's 48 degrees here, and rain's pouring in. Had a couple inches of rain yesterday, a couple more inches today. We had a drought last year. We have fixed that problem, and now those of us who are farmers trying to get out on the fields to plow and to start planting, and you can't because it's just a big, unbelievable mud hole. Woo! So that's my forecast for the day. Thank you very much. And now on with the show. The diamonds in the rough that are here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schiller.
Why are we not shiny, polished diamonds?
Well, because you're not on Melania Trump's hand. Otherwise, you'd be fine. We thought there was much ado about nothing there. I saw this pink star diamond, speaking about diamonds, now officially the most expensive jewel ever sold. $71 million.
Wow.
I just remember when Burton bought Elizabeth, what's her face?
Taylor.
Taylor. The ring that cost $30
million? Yeah.
I tried that ring on once.
Did you really?
I think everybody has that.
Did you hold your hand up?
How did you get your hand on it, Victoria?
It was for sale at Christie's, and I got a media pass, and the lady was very nice, and actually, like, we got a preview of the sale of the collection, and I actually got to try that ring on. It's insane. It is so insane. I wasn't allowed to take a picture of it.
Insane? In what way?
Oh, my God. Just like, I mean, I totally would have walked right out and rocked it and would not have had any problem. But, yeah, it's just gorgeous. It was 33 carats.
Wow.
We've been talking about how silly it was, for those of you who are just joining us, and the whole business about Melania Trump and the picture and the people that are making a big deal out of the diamonds that she's wearing, and some suggesting, why don't she sell that and do some good for some people? You know, that kind of stuff. Consider the source.
Look, if I had the Elizabeth Taylor ring, I would not sell it, and I would not do. I would do good for people in other ways.
Right,
I would
exactly.
do volunteer your time.
By the way, if you have that kind of a diamond, money for that kind of diamond, you have money to do things that are good for people,
right.
In other ways. Anyway, so this pink star diamond yesterday selling, it's 60 carats, so over $1 million a carat. Higher bids, actually, there was at one point in time, a couple of years ago, when somebody was selling it. The bid was $83 million at Sotheby's. The buyer defaulted, didn't have the 83. I always love these guys. Put their hands up. And I've been there, by the way. I remember bidding on some land once when I was a kid, and my father was at the auction with me, and I was up to, I don't know, $180,000 or something, and my father looked at me and said, how are you going to pay for this? I said, I don't know. I'll figure it out. And so that was when my bidding stopped. If you will. I haven't been, either I've been fortunate or not that fortunate later in life, but I always have figured out how to do it, but I haven't spent $83 million for a fancy pink diamond. And even if I had the money, I don't know that I would spend it for that. I'd want to show somebody that I loved her in a different way than spending $80 million for, huh?
In a cheaper way.
Well, no, just a different. I mean, there's no passion around this for me, anyway.
There would be if you handed it out to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. But how long would that passion last is the question.
About 10 years in California.
All right, so I got to keep it.
Okay. Well, you'd never find me, if I ever got married, it wouldn't be in the state of California or Massachusetts, frankly. Anyway, so the buyer this time has got the dough, apparently. Let's see. The last time it sold was $46 million in 2010. Hmm. So, wow, this thing's going up in value. Woo-hee. Focus on things. I don't like to do this because it confuses people sometimes. when I say we talked about something before, and it's not really good radio because not everybody carries all the hours of the program. You can listen archived at DougStephan.com or at the DJV show, Doug Jen Victoria website, or Facebook.com DJV show, that sort of thing. But, you know, usually people are interested in what's going on now. But I really feel like I have to back up Victoria for a moment, mm-hmm. because we were talking, we were laughing. I do my business the old-fashioned way. I stick Jennifer's check usually in some place that she'll not lose it when I see her.
And by that he means into my bra cup, which...
Well, that's nice.
Which is always slightly awkward.
Anyway, so I send the check that I need to send to Victoria in the mail. And so normally it goes out toward the two-thirds of the way through the month. And so I send it out this month, actually a little early. And so I got an email the other day from Victoria. Do you happen to know what do you think? Did you forget to send me a check? And I was pleased with myself because I sent it early. I said, no.
Oh, I didn't say, did you forget? I had a feeling something happened because you're very prompt. So I had a feeling that it was a male issue.
As opposed to a female issue.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the reason I'm bringing that up is because Victoria just told a story, Jennifer, about the U.S. Postal Service now, excuse me, having a computerized system that will allow the Postal Service to track your mail, so you will get an announcement. You want to sign up for this, you'll get an email at the beginning of the day as to what they will deliver to you later in the day. So you'll know what to expect.
What a good idea. Sure.
And so, this scanned images of the letters that you'll be receiving.
Okay, so we're having this conversation. As the conversation ends, I get an email suggesting that this is a new way for the government to track your
exactly
life.
Exactly what's in the mail. Yep.
Tracking your life, tracking the mail, and I took a whole different...
I have to cancel ISIS Monthly?
It's Inspire Magazine, actually, from Al-Qaeda. But here's the thing. What is preventing... I mean, just because they're sending you the scans, that's great. What's preventing them from scanning your mail already and us just not knowing about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, if they're already running
through the scanner, right.
Right, but then how do we know? I mean, how is that harming us? We don't even know they're doing it.
Yeah, well...
You know? I mean, I think the benefit of this is I would have known on, let's say, the 22nd of the month, I would have gotten my email with there's the image of Doug's envelope, and I would have been expecting it that day, and when it didn't show up, I would have been able to start tracking it sooner. And then it wouldn't be like 3 weeks later, and we're like, oh, I don't know what happened to it.
Well, anyway, it just is interesting as to how people, I wouldn't have thought that, but yet after... thinking about it, I don't want, the government's doing way too much to figure out what's going on in our lives now anyways. This is just another way of them figuring out what's going on in our life. And it's something that we ought to all be thinking about a little bit.
Well, if they're already doing that, then we should benefit from it as well.
From getting a copy of it, right?
Right.
Mm. Yes, you know what everybody else is looking at.
That's it.
All right. So in the, we were talking about this new Vestu, it's not new, way of feeling good about the surroundings that you're in, like feng shui is for things. Vestu is for your mind and your aura and your attitude and energy and that sort of thing. And then as we sort of flip back a little bit to talking about furniture, I listened to the ladies. What are we doing? Well, I keep asking this every day. We got a podcast that we're going to be doing every couple of weeks of the in-between notes that are sung by Victoria and Jennifer and Kara when we're off the air. They're doing their thing, so we've recorded them, and we're going to do a podcast of the things, and we're putting the final pieces together of the first one, so we'll be able to do it with some regularity. But one of the things ladies were talking about was furniture. And as Victoria gets ready to be married, the wedding will be someplace sometime. I don't know because I've been invited. The essence of it is that you want to redo things. You want to start fresh, something new. So you were talking about this piece of furniture, and it made me, this is like ready prepackaged furniture that you found. And I was mm-hmm. saying off the air of this mattress that I found last year called Leesa, L-E-E-S-A. And they ought to be advertising here because I talk about them enough on the air. Comes in a box. It's a mattress in a box. And when you open it up, it springs out And I have on my bed.
You liked it, right?
I think it's great.
You still have it on your bed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How does it hold up? Like, does it hold its shape?
Well. Yep, holding its shape. Yep, yeah.
That's great.
Yep, yeah. And Meredith got one to put on her bed. And I think that these things are becoming very popular. But the reason I bring it up now is because there is this new concept of sort of furniture in a box.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you get? You were describing it. I thought I told you to wait a minute and describe it on the air, what it was. Maybe give some people listening an idea about how to furnish their home in a new way.
Yeah, well, I love finding stuff when I can on Kickstarter. Yeah. And this company, it's called Burrow, B-U-R-R-O-W. And they started, I think, in California. And I've been following them probably for a little over a year. And I've been on the waiting list for this sofa that they make. And it's a sectional sofa that arrives, if you order a three-seater sofa, it arrives in four boxes. And they have handles and they're lightweight. And then you just basically snap everything together so you don't need movers. There's no delivery charge. The sofa is, it comes in different fabrics and things. It's pet friendly. It's spill proof. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it. And so, of course, because my dog ate the couch that we have now, we're hoping that he will not eat the new one. But it's a really cool idea. And they also, one of the things California is great about with environmental stuff, they don't have any flame retardant, which is so highly toxic and carcinogenic. And so California has outlawed furniture being sprayed with this toxin. And so the Burrow sofas don't have that either. And that's something that I started to get really into. If you spend a lot of time sitting on your couch, you want to know what chemicals you're breathing in from the fabric. And so that was another thing that kind of pushed me in this direction.
Yeah.
And you get a giant sofa. It's like $850.
Wow.
I know.
Well, this Lisa mattress was $1,000, and you look around at something that's comparable.
And that's cheap.
It's a couple of thousand bucks.
For a good mattress, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can spend $3,000-$4,000 for a good mattress.
Well, when you cut out the retail store, yeah, and it's a direct-to-consumer.
So is that good or bad? It's good for the consumer,
yeah.
Not so good for the system. So, anyway.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the system has to, you know, I would think, taking a page from your book, that the system has to reinvent itself then.
Yep, system has to change. All right, so let me take that one step further, because this is an opportunity for us to talk about parachute bedding, as we're on to bed and...
Parachute furniture. And Burrow kind of remind me of each other.
Yes.
That was something, they're very similar.
Yeah, parachute bedding is the modern way to buy sheets, pillowcases, all that sort of thing. And the people who listen to this program are the people who purchase these sorts of things. The ladies of the house, and men if they're by themselves and they're conscious, are interested in doing, and I say that not to be disrespectful, but I really think this is respectful, to have a company that is really very conscious. They are using the best Egyptian cotton. They are having the stitching work done by the best Italian craftsmen. And then they ship the bedding over to their facility in Los Angeles, and they ship it to you from there. You don't have to go to a store. They have a storefront on Rose that's, you know, kind of a cool little place in a great little gentrified area just up the street from the Gold's Gym that everybody hears about in Venice. It's right up the street from there in an area that has been completely redone. They have, it's not a factory, but it's a storefront. And then you go in the back, and they have their offices there, and the people are very, very busy, all young women who understand what other young women or women of any age or men, as far as that's concerned, want in their bedding. It's more comfort. It is the best bedding I have ever experienced. Jennifer will tell you that with hers. Tori, Kara, all of us
I
have
had clean parachute sheets on last night, and such a good feeling.
So
I could go back there right now, Dougie.
Yeah, I know, night time.
Just to make sure that it feels really good, right? Just to double check?
Yes,
yep.
Check it out.
Safety
first. So if you want to feel good like the ladies do here, take our advice. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. Parachutehome.com/DJV. You get free shipping. And the returns, if you listen to this, 60 days, you try the sheets and like them or not, 60 days you don't like them, send them back. They'll donate the sheets to Habitat for Humanity. So for the best bedding, the most comfort, all-natural bedding from ParachuteHome.com, go there now and look and order. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Let's get to some more music. It's the time in the hour when we focus on music, music news, et cetera, et cetera, and the people who are making the music. So it's 24 after the hour, and you can recognize Prince's music in the background. Raspberry Beret. You want to play a little more of that, Kara? Focused right on it. Prince's, the reason we're onto this now is that the Prince's ex-wife, Maty Garcia, has been talking about Prince a lot and the death of their son. As an interview on Good Morning America that aired yesterday, Prince died at, what was it, about, it's a year ago. My God, look at this!
Yeah, it's been a year.
A year? Yeah. Whoa! This lady wrote about their life together and the most beautiful My Life with Prince, the name of the book. So she's trying to make a few bucks off of this. I don't know. Is that too cynical? Am I being too cynical?
A little bit, because a lot of people have... she didn't say anything for a really long time.
Right.
And a lot of people kind of kept hammering her for interviews and really? Things like that. So, yeah.
She was once his backup dancer, I think. They were married for 4 or 5 years.
She was also a judge on a couple of reality shows about
was
dancing,
she?
I think, yeah.
So she's... they had a son together who died of some rare genetic disorder just after he was born in October of 96. And Prince never talked about it. Garcia said, quote, "It was how he handled it, and I respected that. It was really hard, but was also very liberating and healing to write about it, because for so many years I held it in, knowing that when we lost, Amir was the name of this child. I read a lot of books that helped me, and I'm hoping that somebody will read this book and will be helped as well." She wrote the book to honor Prince. And she said she didn't know about his drug use.
I don't think he was using drugs back then.
Yeah, it may not have been a problem.
Because he was a recovering... Yeah, that's right, he was Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, stick it in your arm kind of thing.
No, he was recovering from, I think, an accident, and like a lot of people... Yeah, got... got addicted to the pain meds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He didn't even drink. Like, he was very, very into Jehovah's Witness.
Was he a Seventh-day Adventist or some other?
Jehovah's Witness,
Jehovah's Witness. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So they don't do any of that stuff.
No.
All right. So that's the latest on Prince. Now let's move along into the story of Ikutaro Takahashi.
Okay.
You know, I actually think that I'm right on that one.
Yeah, I think you're pretty close.
You probably are.
Ikutaro Takahashi was an engineer and entrepreneur who used a defective transistor to generate distinctive sounds in the Roland TR-808 drum, or the drum machine, that seems to have done a lot to transform a lot of the music that we hear today as we listen to this. This is what, listen to Thriller, this is Michael Jackson, and this is the drum. Crank it up there, Kara, for a second, so we know what the focus is here. That's the drum, it sounds like a drum beat. It's a drum machine.
That's like all of the 80s.
Takahashi. Oh, yeah, it was the 70s, 80s. Yep, yeah. This guy died over the weekend at 87. But his legacy is lasting and actually kind of loud. What else have you got there? You got When Doves Cry is another same drum. Listen to this. There it is, right there. I think this is, I didn't hear
love
this
it. Correctly.
It's the first time I ever heard about this. I always wondered what that machine, if it was a machine, was it a real drum or a machine? So let's see here. Michael Jackson used it. Prince used it. Here's Marvin Gaye. Sexual here. It's the same thing. Listen. Yeah, that drum sounds like a machine.
It's cool.
Yeah. Goes back to the machine was around in the 80s because this song was popular in 1982. Also, Kanye West used it in Heartless. Hear it? That beat. It's a beat.
Love it. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Beyonce, Madonna, Eminem, a lot of people have used this. And some people have mentioned the 808, which is what it's called, the TR-808, in lyrics. In fact, let's listen and see if we hear it.
808,
there it is. This guy was an engineer at a young age. He was born in Japan during the build-up to World War II. He built his own shortwave radios when he was in high school. Started a clock and watch repair business, and then moved into the radio world. And then he started experimenting with musical instruments in the 50s, and his radio shop became what is now known as Ace Electronics, which made electric organs in the 60s. So, cool story. 29 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The statistics vary on how many of our cats are overweight. However, I can say that I've been in way too many homes with fat cats, and I get way too many phone calls and letters from listeners and viewers complaining about their cats being overweight and not having a clue of how to remedy the problem. My response is always the same. I know our cats are smart, but I've yet to meet a cat that has learned how to operate an electric can opener. For the most part, cats are not the ones in charge of dispensing food. Only their human family members are responsible for feeding their pet. The key to trimming kitty's waistline is as follows. Less food, more exercise. All the diet in the world won't help with weight loss if exercise isn't part of it. Here's what I recommend you do. Feed your cat several small meals throughout the day. It's the best diet for people and pets. A little less food, but break it into maybe three or four feedings. Increase the exercise with cardboard boxes and paper bags, even shape.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cowbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do that. You have hands up. How will you look? And have you ever seen those? Have you ever imagined yourself? Oh, hello. By the way, bad radio. This is the DJV experience. And that's not bad radio. The fact that I'm jumping back into the conversation without telling those of you who are trying to figure out what in the world is this thing on the radio. I just found this program. It's kind of intriguing. The people are interesting, but what are they doing? Well, we're here to talk about the issues of the day. We talk about money things and relationship things and gossipy things sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Bada boomba. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and at the controls, the youngest of our pack is Kara Schillen, who has, what's wrong with that picture? She has the most control and she's the youngest person here. What's the big idea?
That's how I like it.
Really?
That's how it should be, right?
Yep.
According to whom, I might ask?
According to me, and I'm in control,
New World
apparently.
Okay. That's right.
All right. So the pictures that we've all seen of various people, there's a whole thing that I've noticed on a couple of sites the last couple of weeks of people, politicians at a young age and then through their lives and what they look like. And the most recent one that was very interesting was Chuck Berry. Pictures of him as a young kid when he got started and then through his life to what he looked like a week before he died. So you look at those pictures and then you think to yourself, okay, do we have a corral? Like, I have pictures of myself. I don't have a lot of pictures of myself around, but what I do have goes across the board. And I would bet, Jennifer, you might. Your father certainly does. I saw a picture of your father in that mop top that he used to have when we were young jocks.
That mop top?
Oh, my God. He's got hair everywhere out in this. Like an afro.
He didn't have an afro.
Well, he looked like he had big hair. He had big hair. I had big hair then. And maybe it's the hair or the face, whatever it is. But how you look as you go forward. So if you're thinking about wanting to live older, what would you look like? What do you think you'll look like, Jennifer, in 60 years or even 30 years? Well, you're 60. How will your face? Your face is so beautiful. You have that great, those eyes and the way you make yourself up. Everybody looks at a picture of you and they think you're beautiful. And so will you have that same beauty? I think you have it all through your life. But will it hold up? Will you look the same in 30 years?
Hold up.
Well, one can hope that I do, but, gosh, we never know. My mom has aged very well. She's got great skin. My grandmother looked beautiful up until the time she was 80 years old. I mean, mm-hmm. She had very smooth skin. So hopefully.
Yeah. All right. And so about that whole business, Victoria, what is your mother? Isn't that what they say? Look at the mother and you see what the woman is going to look like when she gets older. You think that's true?
In my case, it's not, because I don't look anything like my mother. Like, if you saw my mother, she's 5'3", doesn't look anything like me. You would never know that she was my mother.
Really?
I look exactly like my dad. So I kind of would base it more on the Keelan side. And so my dad has aged very well. And my dad has, and it's funny that Jen mentioned skin several times over. My dad has really good skin. I work very hard to have good skin. So I think that's essentially how you can really, preserve your looks, is just take care of your skin.
Yeah. And what about you, Kara? Your father's got a beard longer than down to his belly button. So
I hope I don't look like that when I get older.
I can't tell.
There's wild chin hairs.
What his face looks like. But I've seen a picture of your mother. So how does it hold up? How does all of the...
Do you look like your mom, Kara?
I've been told I look a lot like my mom. So I imagine, looking at her, I can probably tell that I'll look a lot like her when I'm older. My dad, it has aged pretty well as well. Let's see how many times I can say that. No, when he shaves his beard off, and you can actually see what he looks like, he's aged pretty well.
He probably would have great skin because it's been hiding under the beard.
Right.
He hasn't shaved. No, seriously, that is the secret. By the way, for a lot of I don't like shaving clothes. I do when I'm going someplace and I need to look my best. But I use an electric razor much of the time. But I let my beard go for 2 or 3 days if I don't have to go anywhere or be anywhere. Because it's much better for your face. If not, you're basically scraping it every time you shave it if you're using a straight-edge razor versus the electric razor, which basically tugs the hair out of your face. That didn't do it any good either, but it doesn't get down as close. So men and women, a different thing. We're asking the ladies to speculate on what they'll look like. And those of you, men and or women, who are maybe in your 30s or 40s, what do you think of when you think of getting older? What do you think you're going to look like? Are you happy with your prospects? Apparently, a lot of men are not, because more and more men are getting the nip and tuck like women have been doing. The plastic surgeon offices in Los Angeles, there's every corner. You can see the Plastic Surgery Center of Los Angeles, and over there there's the Clinical Service of California, and they're everywhere. And more men, this is a reason for the explosion, more and more men, according to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, the ASPIS, that's an interesting, the ASPIS, mm-hmm. Anyway, they've reported male cosmetic procedures increasing by 325%.
Wow.
In recent years. Let's see, go back 20 years, 286,000 men had aesthetic procedures done. Last year, 1.2 million.
Wow.
Liposuction is the most popular, both men and women. Let's see, some of the other procedures gaining popularity. Male breast reduction.
Man boobs. Get rid of them.
Oh, they're going to die and get rid of them that way, too.
But some men know. Some men genetically have...
breast tissue. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, Jennifer. Yep, yeah. Okay, let's see here. The top five procedures for men. Nose jobs. 30,000 last year. Eyelid surgery. 30,000 of those last year. Facelifts. About 14,000 of those last year. And so if you look at the website for some of these places, the particular procedure, now they're even getting down to a specialty. Some doctors only do nose jobs. Others do lipo. Others do facelifts. Here's a...
have you had anything, Dougie? I think you have, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
what'd you have? You have? What'd you have done?
I had back 20... it was about 25 years ago. I had really bad acne when I was a kid. And the pockmark stayed. If you look at that picture of me in 1972, if it were a close-up, you'd see a lot of residue from all the acne I had when I was a kid. And that was from working on the farm, oily skin, all those sorts of things. But it didn't make my face look particularly beautiful. And so I was conscious of it when I was doing some television stuff in the 80s and 90s. So I went to see... she was called Pam the Knife.
Wow.
She was the most expensive and most well-known plastic surgeon in New York. She's still practicing. She was married to a fellow who was the brother of a friend of mine. And so I remember going into her office, and the first thing she wanted to know was what kind of a credit card I had.
Wow.
And I had to give her, in order for her to talk to me, she wanted $3,200. And then from there, we went through the procedure. So if you look carefully, the people who are close to me can see just a little bit of the result of it. My face was pulled enough, just enough, and my eyelids to get rid of the pockmarks and the acne and stuff that was on my face. That's what I had it done for.
Huh. Wow. So they do it they lift your face and it irons it out. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
I always wondered if there was anything you could do for that, because you do see some acne scarring sometimes on actors.
But you can't tell. It was. Mm-hmm. She's so good, and I didn't. I mean, it wasn't an outrageous procedure, but I'll tell you something. When I came home. The kids, because my eyes are all black and blue, my face was...
Oh, yeah, you get beat up a little,
don't
you?
My kids want to know what was wrong with me. And I told them, and, Megan was really concerned. My gosh, she said, Dad, are you sure this is what, are you sure you're going to be okay? Because sometimes, by the way, if you have this sort of stuff done, and you have it done at Charlie's Chinese Laundry and Plastic Surgery Department, there's infections. If you're not going to a place that is absolutely the cleanest, when you walk in, you better look around and know that you're going in. This is one case where it's probably worth it to spend as much money as these good places are asking.
Oh, yeah.
If you're really serious about getting it done, you better go to the right places, because anybody, there's no bargains in this. None. I've seen people who've had it done. We're all vain to a certain extent. Would I do it again? I don't think so, because I think I look okay.
You don't need to do anything.
No, I think I look okay. And the only reason I had it done is because I was very self-conscious about all of the pockmarks and scars on my face.
Yeah.
Which this stuff eliminated.
That's the thing. Plastic surgery, I'm happy that I've never had anything done, but doesn't mean I wouldn't. But it's nice that
at your age, why would you get it done at your age? You have a great face. Jennifer's beauty. I think Kara, when she grows up, is going to be a beautiful
when woman. She grows up.
You know what I mean.
Well, they say that you're supposed to have your first facelift before you're 40.
Really?
Because if you wait until after 40, then
Jennifer,
it's too
time
much. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I'll be out for a couple of weeks, guys. It's nice that people talk about it in a very relaxed way now. It's not like a taboo topic
hurts.
Anymore.
If you don't think it hurts, it hurts.
I bet.
It really, really hurts. hurts.
My friend got a nose job, and her whole face was so swollen and black and blue.
Well, they break your nose.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they break everything.
They break it. You break your nose. All right, let's talk about somebody who's really going to be at the top of a lot of folks' discussion today, a lady whose name I hope I can pronounce correctly, Fioma White-Thorpe is her name. She's a New Jersey high school senior. Matter of fact, I think she's from your neck of the woods. Where's Morris Hills?
I would guess that's Morris County. That's Northmore, North Jersey,
where you're
north
from,
and sort of west. Okay.
So she has the distinction. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe, Jennifer, last year this time we were talking, or the year before, about a male who got into every one of the Ivy League schools. Do I remember that? Somebody remember that rolling around in my brain?
I do think I remember that. Yeah, yeah, like every school, yes, I think so.
Okay. So this is the first time a woman has been, she has applied to all eight Ivy League schools and accepted at all eight of them. Harvard, Yale, Columbia, UPenn, Brown, Cornell, Dartmouth, and Princeton.
And Stanford, too, I read.
Stanford, right.
Yeah, which would be an Ivy if that was on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, or, yeah, I guess, would it?
Is that that's kind of what everyone's always said as an East Coaster.
It is the West Coast, yeah.
So now the predicament is you got to figure out where to go.
Right.
They're all after her. Financial stuff is not going to be her problem. It's going to be where do I get in? She's skilled in poetry, writes well, plans to study global health and biology. So isn't that cool? Isn't it nice?
Good for her. That's great.
See,
I have no idea. So she's the first woman ever to get into all of them?
I believe she is. Stand to be correct.
That's incredible.
But I think that we said that about the kid who got in last year. And the interesting thing, and I say this most lovingly, please hear the way I am saying this.
Uh-oh.
For those of you who want to cry about the lack of opportunity you have because of the color of your skin, I would point out to you this lady and the gentleman last year or the year before that was accepted to these schools are black. So for people who are complaining about their lot in life, both this youngster and the fellow, if I remember correctly, I think it was last year, both came from really rocky, really rocky beginnings. I mean, you can see this. That's why I'm doing this carefully, but I say this frequently. I think that a lot of what goes on with people, and this is where people really start throwing rocks at me, has to do not with where you are born, but into what family and what's your astrological reality. There's so much proof that the astrology, that is the time that you were born, where you were born, influences what you're going to be about through your life. It's just hard work. It gets down to focusing.
Maybe that's drilling down even more, but when you just don't accept limitations for your life, that's it. I mean, my mom had a kid whose father wanted to pull, and my mom was a teacher. She was teaching at this particular moment honors classes. She was teaching advanced placement, and she had this kid who was brilliant, very smart, had such a grasp of literature, and she was encouraging him to go on to college. His father was going to take the kid out of school as an 11th grader because he needed his help in the family gardening business. And my mom, like, fought for this kid and said, no, you need to stay in school. And he believed he wanted to go to school, and he ended up going to Stanford. He ended up getting a full ride to Stanford. So there's opportunity that exists. You just have to be willing to keep your mind open to it, I think.
And in some circumstances, that works. I know somebody who didn't finish college because her father said that she needed to come back if she wanted to work in the family business. Now is the time. So she didn't finish school, but it worked okay because she had it no matter what. I mean, she didn't make any difference what her school.
I'm pretty sure that your particular example, though, got to finish high school. I mean, this kid was not allowed.
Oh, yeah.
He was being
I
asked to go out of high school. I mean, come on. Yeah. Wow.
Well, congratulations to her. Good food for thought. It's 10 before the hour here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
After the hour, one of the most pleasant parts of the week is my ability to introduce Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, one of the histories when the history of the world is written, and is not written by Mel Brooks, it will go down in history. When it comes to pet experts, this man will be on the top of the list, no matter what the age. Warren Eckstein has mastered the minds of men and pets. And he practices every weekend giving people help and hope with their animals on his, he's got a show in LA and he's got a show nationally. You can find it at thepetshow.com. Find it there. Also a great line of, hugs and kisses, minerals, vitamins for your cat and your dog. So that's part of the shtick as well. Check that out, because everybody's got a dog or a cat, should have hugs and kisses. So, the question comes, and we'll get an answer from Warren in a moment, as to whether or not puppies are the new bridal bouquets. And I talk about the dog that I'm, dogs and adoptions and all that stuff, part of our regular bill of fare here, so stand by.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
All right, 56 after the hour here on the DJB Experience. Victoria and Kara and I have Warren Eckstein with us. This is really kind of cute. There's a trend emerging, apparently, Warren, for wedding season. Bridesmaids holding puppies instead of bouquets. Not just any kind of puppies, but rescue puppies that are up for adoption. And this is something that appears to be spreading all over the place. There are lots of different examples of it. And I wonder what you think. Is this a healthy thing? The dog, is it like Christmas and the dog's not going to have enough attention paid to it? What's good or bad about this?
You know, any time we can find a home for a puppy that needs a home, I'm all for it. However, you hit the nail on the head. It's just like Christmas. Right after Christmas, so many puppies are returned. Yeah. So it's really important that if you're going to do it at a wedding, that you know that people at the wedding are either going to adopt the pets or make a donation to whatever charity the dogs or puppies are coming from. But I think it's a great idea. Any exposure that they can receive to people, if you bring on five and one gets adopted, I'm still going to be a happy guy. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. So something to look out for. By the way, you and I have not been invited to Victoria's wedding. And if we were, we perhaps could, although she's got a couple of little dogs running around her apartment now, so maybe she doesn't need another one.
I couldn't attend anyway. I have to go to a bar mitzvah that same day.
A bar mitzvah. Good. All right. There's a question Victoria has found about cats and their thinking. Apparently, there is some study that has figured out that cats are thinkers, and so now we have to figure out what your cat thinks. Do we really want to know what our cat thinks?
You know, I wish scientists would stop researching how animals think and just ask the people that live with the animals to get the real answers. The bottom line is cats are so smart they convince people that they can't be trained. That's how smart cats are, because we leave them alone. You know, it's interesting. I'm not a big fan of circuses. I'm not a circus person. I don't believe animals should be there. But yet people for years would go to the circus and seeing lions and tigers jumping through hoops of fire and walking on a leash and harness. And they come home and their Siamese looks at them and says, "Hey, you're not talking to me." So the bottom line is that cats are really, really, really that bright. On my cat book, this is my quote: "In the beginning, God created man, but seeing him so feeble, he gave him the cat." And I really, really do believe that. Now, cats think all the time. They think just like dogs think. They analyze things. They know which people they can get away with. Cats are so incredibly smart. Let's face it. I got to go to work today. My cats and dogs can stay home.
Right. I get there's an answer to that, but I haven't got time to bark it to you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.